together nearly every single day, singing.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The superintendent of schools in Des Moines, Iowa, Dr. Ian Roberts, is behind bars in ICE detention for allegedly illegally staying in the country. School board president Jackie Norris.
It seems fitting to take a page out of Dr. Roberts' book and ask the community to engage in radical empathy as we work through this situation together.
National Guard troops will deploy in Memphis next week as part of President Trump's crime crackdown. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee.
These are guardsmen and women who are Tennesseans. They will serve as a force multiplier to the Memphis Police Department and to the Shelby County Sheriff's Department.
The National Weather Service has upgraded Hurricane Umberto to a Category 3 hurricane. It could hit Bermuda, Puerto Rico, and other islands over the weekend. Another nearby tropical disturbance is threatening parts of the southeast. Former FBI Director James Comey says he'll fight in court after he was indicted yesterday. CBS contributing legal analyst Rebecca Royfe on the message the indictment sends.
American prosecutors, federal prosecutors, the DOJ is supposed to be an independent, apolitical body. That's essential to preserve democratic values, precisely for the reasons we see playing out right here.
Protesters block streets near Times Square in New York City as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the United Nations General Assembly.
As Benjamin Netanyahu walked up to the podium, dozens of UN delegations walked out.
Please, order in the hall.
To mingle jeers and cheers. He lashed out at the Western nations who've moved to recognize a Palestinian state.
We will not commit national suicide because you don't have the guts to face down a hostile media and anti-Semitic mobs demanding Israel's blood.
Netanyahu denied Israel is committing genocide in Gaza and insisted its offensive there will continue until, his words, the job is done. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Two station groups are bringing back late-night host Jimmy Kimmel. CBS News correspondent Michael Wallace.
Jimmy Kimmel Live will be back tonight on Nexstar's 28 ABC affiliates and Sinclair's 38 ABC stations. Tonight's show will be a rerun of Tuesday's when Kimmel made his emotional return after he was suspended by ABC for his comments regarding Charlie Kirk's assassination. In a statement announcing its decision, Sinclair says it is talking to Disney about creating an ABC ombudsman position to handle future complaints about content.
The markets posted gains. The Dow finished up 299 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Frontotemporal degeneration, or FTD, causes uncharacteristic personality changes, apathy, and unexplained struggles with decision-making, movement, speaking, or language comprehension. It is often misdiagnosed as bipolar disorder, depression, and sometimes just a midlife crisis. Learn more this World FTD Awareness Week by visiting the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration at theaftd.org. Find help. Share hope. Go now to theaftd.org.
Big changes for Canada's mail delivery service.
Canadian government officials say its postal service has lost more than $3.5 billion during the past 9 years. Now it's ending door-to-door deliveries and shutting down some rural post offices. Canada's Minister for Public Services says Canada Post is, quote, effectively insolvent. Its postal workers union is worried about significant job cuts among its 68,000 members. It's the second walkout in less than a year. The New York Times reports most Canadians pick up their mail at community mailboxes near their homes. Peter King, CBS News.
Perhaps you're among the many millions of Americans currently dreaming about retirement. Well, have you heard of a micro-retirement?
It's this idea of people taking extended time out from their job and not waiting until retirement to take that trip of a lifetime.
Katie Rocket is with adventure tour operator Explore Worldwide, which conducted a survey that finds 80% of Americans are ready to take a longer break. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 60. Sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 80s. And more sun on Sunday, a high in the low 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. It's 67 right now.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Well, good evening. Welcome to the weekend just after 6 o'clock. We've got high school football coming up. 6:40, the pregame tonight. Kickoff with Burlington at 7.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN with the Ides of March.
Hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you want to stay just the way you are, you know, I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you. Love you. I need you. Need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you. I want you, I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love you.
The cafe was empty. Then I heard
closer. It's Jay and the Americans on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And Chris Morrow, here we are, the weekend, Friday evening, high school football just ahead. The Burlington game tonight with Dick Graceffa. Pregame at 6:40, kickoff at 7. High school football this year brought to you by Lee's Deli and Main Street Bakery on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Keep your golf game strong at X Golf Kenosha, your indoor golf escape where it's always 72 and sunny. No wind, no rainouts, no cold hands, just perfect conditions playing on over 50 championship courses. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or teeing up fun with your friends, X Golf Kenosha is your year-round golf getaway. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
on WRJN Local News Timeless Hits. High school football just a few minutes away. The kickoff at 7, pregame at 6:40 with Dick Rusevna.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times.
nights when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see.
Seeing James Taylor do that live is always a little emotional. I love that song, Fire and Rain, from JT. On WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and the Dave Clark Five.
Oh, can't you see?
Chris Morrow making room for Dick Graceffa, and high school football coming up at 6:40 tonight. I'll see you back here Monday on WRJN and leave you with CCR.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, sunny day, I know, shining down like
You're listening to a special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
Dalton Stadium. It's high school football on DG Sports. Hello again, everyone. Dick Graceffa along with Dylan Dooley producing the broadcast and adding color analysis. Tonight it's a Southern Lakes Conference matchup between the perennial power Lake Geneva Badgers, 5-0 overall, 3-0 in conference, versus the Burlington Demons, 4-1 overall, 2-1 in conference. The Badgers defeated Elkhorn 33-6 in their last contest. The Demons defeated Beloit Memorial 26-21. The Badgers are led by Mr. Everything, Matt O'Grady, who has completed 4 of 13 passes for 108 yards and one score. He's also rushed 44 times for 634 yards and 11 TDs. Their featured back is Cam Tennyson, who has rushed 30 times for 223 yards and two TDs. Leading receiver is Logan Peters with 2 receptions for 41 yards. For the Demons, they'll be led once again tonight by senior quarterback Grant Sulek, who has completed 68 of 101 passes for 885 yards and 10 TDs. Leading ground gainer is Jake Doomer, who has rushed 72 times for 378 yards and one TD. Leading pass catcher is Jackson Beeble with 24 receptions for 370 yards and five TDs. My keys to the game, first for the Badgers. O'Grady will dictate how the Badgers run their offense tonight. Put constant pressure on O'Grady, who can pass or run depending on defense. And the Badger defense must put constant pressure on Sulek, who can throw the long ball. My keys to the game for the Demons. Sulek must have a balanced attack tonight to have any chance of winning. They'll want to get the ball to Beeble and let him sprint out there in the open. And finally, they'll have to win the battle up front defensively to keep the Badgers in check. So with that, I'll bring in Dylan Dooley, my color commentator, for a few comments. And I'll head down to the field to try to get a few comments from the two coaches.
Thanks, Dick. Beautiful night for football here at the Don Dalton Stadium, Tony Romo Field, home of the Burlington Demons on this Friday night. Cool 70 degrees, clear. Should be no rain in the building tonight. So again, you're listening to high school football here on DG Sports. Brought to you tonight on WRJN Racine, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM. We're also streaming live on dgsports.mixler.com. You can also find us on wrjn.com. Look for us in the Civic Media or Mixler apps as well, bringing you subscription-free live high school football. I'd like to take a moment now to recognize our sponsors and patrons who make it possible for us here at DG Sports to bring you these games. These are some very special companies and individuals who share our passion for recognizing and supporting our student-athletes, coaches, and communities here at DG Sports. Dick is moments away from being with Coach Hensler here for this pregame interview. There's a good amount of stairs that he has to walk down. But I can see he's momentarily to him. We'll bring you our sponsors here as soon as that interview wraps. Once again, you're listening tonight to high school football on DG Sports.
Okay, joined by Matt Hensler, the head coach of the Badgers. I been corrected all week. I've been saying Lake Geneva, and they say, no, we go by Badger Badgers.
Badger Badgers, yep.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about this team.
Well, I don't know. We're trying to figure this out and trying to make this year unique. That's kind of our goal every year. So, so far, we're off to a good start.
Well, tell us about, I bill him as Mr. Everything, Mr. O'Grady.
Well, ton of varsity experience. He's played on varsity for 4 years, so there's a reason for that. He obviously knows what he's doing, and he's a heck of an athlete. But the best part about this team is he's not alone. So we have a heck of an O-line in front of him. We have a really good defense. Got great other weapons in the backfield, so he doesn't have to do anything more than run the game.
All right, what are the keys to coming out with a victory?
Hanging on to the ball and tackling on defense. That's the key.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Appreciate it.
Okay, that's Matt Hensler, head football coach of the Badger Badgers. Now we'll head out here and try to get the coach of Burlington.
And Dick will be joined with Coach Redmer here in a few moments as soon as he's able to get him. In the meantime, we'd like to just thank all of our sponsors and patrons, Lings on Lathrop, Sickwood Convenience Store and Racine, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Gordy Boucher, Lincoln and West Dallas, Financial Service Group in Racine, Rocky Rococo's Racine, Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, Roma Lodge Banquet and Conference Facility, Docks on the Fox in Waterford, Habish Habish and Rotier, Frank DeCristo of Keller Williams Thrive, Caledonia, Racine Lutheran High School. Our patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schonert, Tim Owens, The Trophy Shop, Mike Paczynski, Jason Treutler, Casey Robbins, Jason Atanasoff, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, and the Johnson Park Golf Course in Racine. Once again, tonight you're listening to Dick Graceffa and Dylan Dooley streaming live subscription-free coverage right here on DEG Sports. Tonight's game once again features the Badger High School Badgers and the Burlington Demons in this varsity football contest. Listen live or hear a replay anywhere, anytime at dgsports.mixler.com. You can follow us at Dick Graceffa or at DualmasterD on Twitter. You can follow us at dgsports.mixler.com or on the free Mixler app to access our streams or to live chat with us when able throughout the game. If you miss any of tonight's broadcast or if you, your friends, or family want to hear the game at a later date, head to dgsports.mixler.com. You can find all of our broadcasts archived on DG Sports. Once again, that's DG Sports covering all Racine City and County schools live and subscription-free. We stream wherever you are. You never have to miss a game. Listen to our coverage live and subscription-free at dgsports.mixler.com or on the free Civic Media or Mixler app. Download now from the app or Google Play stores. So once again, we're just waiting for Dick to have his conversation here with Coach Redmer. It was looking like Coach Redmer was able to come out for the interview, but he got sucked back into the locker room here for a few minutes. So we're just under 9 minutes away from kickoff here from the Don Dalton Stadium, Tony Romo Field, home of the Demons of Burlington. Looking forward to this contest heavily here. Badger comes in at number 2 in the Division I rankings behind Franklin of the Southeast Conference. This is Southern Lakes matchup. Once again, Burlington at 4-1. Badgers at 5-0. As we mentioned earlier this year, we are slated to cover a game week 9, but we also have the freedom to flex. And at this moment, it is looking like we will flex week 9 to Badger at Union Grove. But we will see as we get closer to that one how the thing all plays out. We are here in week 6 of 9 regular season weeks. So 4 more games, including this one here tonight, for the high school football season before we get to the playoffs. Luckily for us, there's a lot of good teams this year, and we'll have plenty of playoff-eligible teams. So Dick's
joined
now
by Chad Wedmer now, the head coach of the Burlington Demons. Coach, you got a tough task tonight against a very tough Badger team.
Yeah, they're really talented all across the board. They're a really good football team. Hensler's done a phenomenal job. We got our hands full. We're going to play as hard as we can, and we'll see what happens.
Hey, we've had you before. You do move the ball, and you can score.
Yeah.
That's what I think you're going to have to do tonight.
Yeah, we're going to be super aggressive, try not to be complacent, just take shots when we have the chances, and hopefully our guys can make some plays.
All right, what are keys to coming out with a win?
I mean, it's always about running the ball and stopping the run. They run the ball freaking better than anyone, and we gotta do a good job stopping the run, try to create some turnovers, just try to be aggressive, not lose the turnover battle. So.
All right, Chad, good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. That's Chad Wedner, head football coach of the Burlington Demons. Back up to the booth and Dylan.
Thanks, Dick. While we got a moment here, we'll step away 30 seconds. Once again, you're listening to High School Football on DG Sports. Tonight's game is brought to you once again by our terrific sponsors, Lings on Lathrop, Sickwood Convenience Store, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Gordy Boucher, Lincoln and West Dallas.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Welcome you back here tonight. You're listening currently to Dylan Dooley, bringing you play-by-play commentary tonight, Dick Graceffa, and our team here at DG Sports. Tonight's game once again features the Badger High School Badgers and the Burlington Demons here in Burlington, Wisconsin, for this Southern Lakes Conference matchup. You can listen live or hear replay anywhere, anytime at dgsports.mixler.com. You can follow us at ddsports.mixler.com or on the free Mixler app to easily access or stream to live chat with us when able to throughout the game. If you miss any of tonight's broadcast, your friends or family want to listen at a later date, head to our website, ddsports.mixler.com, to find our archived broadcasts. DG Sports, covering all Racine City and County schools, live and subscription-free. You never have to miss a game. Listen at dgsports.mixler.com or on the free Mixler or Civic Media apps. Dick has since rejoined me back here in the booth. Great interviews here tonight, Dick.
Thank you. Looking for an exciting game. Whew. That's you get winded coming up all those steps.
Yeah, it's definitely a bit of a hike here. That's for sure. It's about 30 to 35 steps. As you walk up the back side of the press box here, Burlington, Don Dalton Stadium, this beautiful Tony Romo Field, incredible complex that they have here at Burlington. Get the softball and baseball fields right behind us here, so always a treat.
All right, Dylan, thank you for that. Real quick, Burlington has won the toss, and once again, they're going to take the ball first. And they'll be dressed in their home black uniforms with the orange numerals, black helmets. The Badgers will be dressed in their white away uniforms with the cardinal numerals. And their black helmets, I believe. We're going to pause now for our national anthem.
I think they're about to introduce Burlington here. While we got a moment, Dick, we'll go
sure.
Get down our sponsors one more time. Let you get your breath back under you. Lings on Lathrop, Sickwood Convenience Store in Racine, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Gordy Boucher in Lincoln and West Dallas, Financial Service Group in Racine, Rocky Rococo's Racine, Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, Roma Lodge Banquet and Conference Facility, Docks on the Fox in Waterford, Habish and Rotier, Frank DeCristo of Keller Williams Thrive, Caledonia, Racine Lutheran High School, our patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schonert, Tim Owens, The Trophy Shop, Mike Paczynski, Jason Treitler, Casey Robbins, Jason Atanasoff, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, and the Johnson Park Golf Course. Once again tonight, you're listening to Dick Graceffa and Dylan Dooley, streaming live and subscription-free coverage right here on DG Sports.
Thank you, Dylan. So the Demons have come out to the center of the field. As Dylan said, we were waiting for them. Now they'll line up on their sideline, and then we should have our national anthem, and then we'll get this one underway. So again, the Badgers come in, Dylan, undefeated. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, they've had a great year so far. Very strong team, and they're going to look to continue that dominance here tonight over conference team in Burlington.
That was our national anthem performed by the Burlington Pep Band. So again, Burlington won the toss, and they will receive to start our game. Interesting, Dylan, that's what you were mentioning, the second or third time this year?
Yeah, I think it's third game in a row that they have a team has won the toss and wanted to receive the ball right away.
So again, we're looking forward to this one. We've heard a lot of good things about, we know how good Burlington can be when things are going their way under Grant Sulick, but this is our first look at the Badgers, and Dylan's going to keep looking at me all night to make sure that I say it the way they want it said.
Yeah, they did a little audible. They used to be known as the Lake Geneva Badgers, and they took off to Lake Geneva, and they're only known as Badger High School now. So they've adopted that, and it's definitely, even for me, 29 years old, it's still hard for me to adjust to that. So Dick, somebody covering Southern Lakes, Racine's, you know, Kenosha area at times, it's definitely an adjustment for you doing that longer than probably I've been alive.
Yeah. You got it. So according to our roster here, Dylan, Matt O'Grady is the kicker. So we'll see if, yes, he is going to kick off. We called him Mr. Everything. He's the quarterback.
A Swiss Army knife, if you will.
Yeah. And it should be Beeble back to receive deep. For the Demons, along with Teat. So let's see what kind of kicker he is, Dylan. There's the boot. It's a beauty. Takes him back to the 5-yard line, up to the 15, the 20, 25, 30, cuts back inside, and gets it to about the 37-yard line. That was Ballman. WRJN in Racine.
Yeah, nice return there by Ballman. Had some blocking. A little bit of a lapse, if you will, there by Badger. But good starting position here for Burlington on the first drive of the game.
All right, so Sulik will bring him out. We're very familiar with Grant. He works out of the shotgun most of the time. He's got wideouts immediately to the right and the left. So no hesitation. We know they want to throw the ball if they can. Now has a man go in motion.